I don't know. I don't know. I'm just like socially awkward.
You think it's socially awkward?
No, I'm just socially awkward. Like, I don't really
think
I don't make conversations with people.
Why?
Because I just don't like.
Because you think people will laugh?
No, I just don't like talking to people. What are you doing? I just don't like talking to people. I mean, it depends on who it is.
You don't even like talking to
people? No, I do, but no. Like, the people, like, I have to talk to them for, like, a certain amount of time for me to, like, I don't know, like, make conversation with them. Like, I can't just, like, go up to someone. Like, I can't, like, you know, subway workers. They're like, hey, like, how's your day? Like, I just couldn't do that. Like, when they talk to me, I'm like, good, how are you? Like, that's the only thing I really say to them.
Well, you're reserved. Is what you're telling me. You're reserved.
Miss Independent.
Independent maybe, but reserved. You're certainly, you kind of are reserved, which is okay. See, this is a new little podcast device.
It used to be so big.
Yeah, I still have it. That's in that bag right there.
Oh.
So this, I bought this because now I can travel with it if I want to.
Oh.
Yeah, so.
How many mics do you have? Two?
Six.
What?
Seven. Actually, seven. Oh. This one. Oh, I have more than that because I have... Excuse me. I have that work with these. I have seven of these. Then I have a couple of what are called, hold on.
You sound like a horse.
I do kind of sound like a horse. But yeah, I have seven of these. These are called XLR cables. And then I have some that are USB. USB.
How many of these do you have?
Oh, a lot.
Oh.
Like 10. 10 of those, because some are really long and like this one's really short because you don't need a bunch of cable on a desk like this. But yeah, this is fun.
It's very fun.
So how you been?
Pretty good.
Pretty good?
Yeah.
Just pretty good?
Yeah, I don't really do anything.
Well, yeah, but nobody can.
I just sit in my room all day, sleep till like 2.
Yeah, and I see you online. At late at night.
Online?
Yeah, on Facebook and...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oopsies. Yeah. Oops.
Everything's trackable.
Yeah.
So, how's school going? Pretty good?
Yeah, I think. I don't know. I haven't checked my grades in a while.
You think? You're supposed to always know.
I don't check my grades, really. Because I don't really care about them.
Why?
I
mean, you need to care.
Like, I care about what they are. I don't know. I feel like... Yes, school's important, but I feel like I have not, like, other things to worry about, but other things to worry about.
So are you worried about going back to school?
No, I don't know.
Because some kids I've heard are kind of anxious about it.
Yeah, I'm not.
You're not.
At all. I don't really.
Do you remember what it was like to actually be in school?
Yeah, like... I remember what it's like to be in, like, elementary school, maybe, but maybe not, like... I remember, like, a couple of days that I had in, like, middle school.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I remember, like, I couldn't tell you how to do a locker. Like, I couldn't tell you how to do that, because my first year was last year of doing a locker. Like, I understand, like, the twisting and everything, but, like, it's, like, then you have to, like, go to the number and then go past the number and then go to the other number.
You just spin it right a couple times, then go to the number right, and then go back to the other number, then you go back there, and then open it.
Open it, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty simple. You just have to remember the three numbers.
Yeah, which mine last year were 7-42-57.
Hike.
What?
It's like football signals. 7-42-47, hike.
Yeah. And I shared a locker with this girl named Julia. She's very quiet, but she made the locker very messy.
Really?
She always used to throw her stuff on my stuff. And I was like, girl, your stuff is on the top shelf. Mine's on the bottom.
Was it a full-size locker?
It was a full-size locker in there.
Or were they like, this size locker, one on top of the other for...
No, it's a full-size locker. And then there was a little shelf on the top, and then a shelf in the middle, and then a big opening at the bottom, so you can put like coats and backpacks and everything in there. And then
how you used it? Was for coats and backpacks?
Yeah, we put coats and backpacks on. We put coats on one side, and then backpacks on the other. And then we had on my locker, we only had one shelf, so we had to share a shelf.
Mm-hmm.
So she got like half of it, and then I got the other half, which she would take up. Like, she would take up all of the locker, and I was like, I need a place.
Did you ever have just a conversation with her to say, hey, Julia, let's talk about this?
No, because I, like I said, I don't like making conversation with people. I don't want to be like, hey, can you move your stuff? Like,
but she's your locker mate.
Yeah, it's and I never like... made a conversation with her.
Okay.
She always used to, because she always used to come in late. So I think she just, like, opened the locker and then just used to, like, throw everything in there, you know? She was one of those quiet, messy kids. Like, she
did you have things like mirrors and notepads and
we had
message boards and all that stuff in yours? Because I've seen lockers now. There's some pretty cool stuff you can put in there.
Yeah, we had this, it was just this little pink basket. And it was stuck to, the door of it on the inside of it.
Mm-hmm.
And we just put, pencils in it and pens and glue sticks.
Just in case somebody needed them for class. Just in case, yeah.
Because, I mean, we had our pencil pouches, but you can only carry so much in it. And the pencil pouch was,
Did you actually put your backpack in your locker and just take out what you needed for the next class? Yeah, or did you take your backpack with you?
No, in our team area, we weren't allowed to take our backpacks into the class.
What's the thinking there?
They
worried about guns and things like
they're
that?
They're worried about, guns and knives and,
God, when jewels, I was a kid,
jewels and puff bars and, people puffing.
What's a puff bar?
It's, do you know what a jewel is?
No.
It's, have you ever seen someone,
It's like vaping stuff?
Yeah.
Oh,
and
okay.
Kids nowadays do that.
Yeah, well, a lot of people do it. It's not for me, but a lot of people do it.
And it's just, so then, one time I remember I took my backpack into... Well, you're allowed to take... I took my backpack into community because you're allowed
What's
to
What's community?
It was the... So, school started at 9:35. Mm-hmm. You couldn't go into your class until 9:35. So, the doors open at 9:35. So, you had to wait in the cafeteria until 9:35. And then you could go to your classes. Well, no, the door opened at 9:30, and then you had to be in your class at 9:35, because that's when they started taking attendance.
Okay.
So then, community is only a 20-minute class, so it was 9:35 to 9:55, and so it was just a short little class to get your brain functioning,
to get you moving.
Yeah,
it's like warm ups.
Yeah, before class, but you get to talk to all your friends.
Yeah.
And everything, and then. Class, and then you had a 2-minute passing time.
Two minute passing time. Because you're kind of in an area, right? Your stuff's pretty close to each other.
Yeah, it's just this little area, and it's at my old team area. I was on the Wolves, and it was Miss Madison over here, Mr. Larson, and then my math class, Mr. Niemeyer, and then science was Miss Maltese, and it was so all right there. And then lockers are all in your team area too, so.
So what do you miss most about being in real school?
Probably the seeing everyone, seeing all my friends.
All your friends.
Yeah, probably that. Or, and it's really hard to understand things now from online school.
Really?
The teachers they're not very good at, some of them are, but the others lack on the communication.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like... The kids have to pull all the communication with the teachers, with some of the teachers. There's two teachers on my... No, there's only one on my team that you have to communicate with her for her to communicate with you.
What do you use in school for virtual school now? Do you use Google Meet or Zoom?
We still use Zoom.
So you use Zoom, but your classroom environment, the platform you use for school work is Google Classroom.
Yeah,
Google Classroom. And how do you like that? Do you find it pretty simple? Is it
Google Classroom?
Or you don't really care? Yeah.
Well, we use Google Classroom in regular school too. When we were at school, that's what we used.
Really?
Yeah. So in elementary
school.
How
do you use it when you're in school for real?
The same way you use it for online school.
So what goes on in there? Is it
Except
just is where you can find assignments? You put assignments?
They just put assignments in there for you. But there's only but nowadays, since we're online, I feel because we always used to do everything on pen and paper or pencil and paper.
Mm-hmm.
And so all the papers that, for social studies, it's kind of the same thing that we did last year, but just more typing.
Everything's electronic.
Yeah. But for language arts, we did it all on we did some assignments in social studies on pen and paper, but also I was in the seventh grade, so but for math, it was all in packets, and now it's online, so it's click and drag, and Oh. It's like right with like the little
Does it generally cursor. Work? Does it ever freeze up on you?
It doesn't work. And it's, I don't think
it doesn't work.
And I don't think the teachers realize that. It's this app called Pear Deck. And it just...
Well, do you share it with the teachers? Do you tell them that?
Yeah, but it works for the other kids. So they just assume that I'm lying to get out of the work. That's what the teachers are saying now.
Do you think you're doing something wrong or is it...
No, because I've even had like...
Do you think it's your computer? Because you just got a new computer.
And it's the one that you have in there.
Yeah.
And does that work? Yeah, that one works perfectly fine. And so does... I mean, it used to work, but then ever since all the power went out, it stopped working for a lot of kids. But even Claire said that her Pear Deck doesn't work either.
So maybe... Maybe you need to go back in and reinstall things or whatever.
No, you don't have to install it. It's just
there.
It's on Google Slides, and it's just and it's something that you just click. It's just a link.
It should work.
It was just a link that you had to press, which, I mean, I just have to do it on.
You can access it through a normal computer too, not just a Chromebook, right?
Yeah.
Like, so if you have your Chromebook, which is your personal computer, but you can also like on that one.
Yeah, I could do it on that.
Okay. Or a Mac even.
Yeah.
You just need a browser.
You just need something that you can click the link with and like drag and like, because you can't, I've tried on my phone and you can't do it on your phone.
So what do you think it is that's making it more difficult for you to learn? The lack of physical interaction or what?
Yeah, when I was in school, I was a really like talkative kid and like I loved communicating with my teachers. Like, and I feel like this year I just don't have like a strong bond with my teachers like I did last year. Like, I feel like last year when I went in, I like made like a name for myself because it was my first year of like middle school. And so I went in and made like a name for myself for the teachers. So I had like a good like bond with all my teachers, but there was some rough patches, maybe not with my science teacher. She didn't really like me, but.
She didn't like you or no. She just was kind She's, of reserved?
No, she was super nice. We had our moments, but like where what we do you like,
think
got along.
What do you think causes that?
I just, cause so I had her first thing in the morning. And so...
And you're such a morning person.
Yeah. So I was, like, really grumpy, I feel like, in the class.
So it's on you, maybe.
Yeah, but it was also on her, too, because she... Well, she was also pregnant.
That would possibly explain
She was
some
pregnant
things.
For literally the whole year. And so...
I got it. Yeah.
It was...
I've never been pregnant, so I can't explain what it would... Or,
I hope you haven't.
It's never going to happen, Brookie. I'm good. Just telling you. No, but it can change how a woman feels dramatically.
It was like I walked in and it was like, hey, like, how are you? And it was like, I'm good. How are you? And then I would sit down and then I feel like she would just like nick at me and like pick on me.
You felt
and
like she was targeting.
Yeah, but it was also because I like to talk a lot and talk to people.
So you are acknowledging some responsibility.
Yeah, but it was also on her part too, because she would be teaching and I would raise my hand to ask a question and she said ask questions if you need to ask a question, so I'd raise my hand to ask a question and she would be like, put your hand down, and I was like, excuse you, you just told me I could ask questions. She was like, literally before that lesson started, I remember what lesson it was, we were learning about atoms, and she goes and she said, if you need to ask questions, raise your hand. And I said okay in my head, and then I raised my hand 5 minutes later, put your hand down. I was like, what?
Well, who knows what the reasons are, but I'm hopeful that you learned something from it, and that it, remember, always show someone grace, always give them grace, and be respectful. Always be respectful.
I am very respectful. Sometimes.
I hope so. You better be.
Sometimes.
You better be. I'll come down on you like a ton of bricks.
Oh.
You know me.
I go by the treat people how you want to be treated. If you treat me poorly, then I'm going to treat you poorly. But
well, you can get carried away with that too, though.
Yeah, but if you're going to be mean to me,
then you just turn around and walk away. Just turn around and walk away. Life's too short. Trust me. You want to hear this?
Yeah.
We've been talking for 15 minutes.
Really?
Yeah. Isn't that crazy? Okay, so let's listen to this at 14:53. We're done.